you do, everyone. From the Senate Office Building located on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., this is Jimmy Mack of Radio Newsreel greeting you with another on-the-spot news broadcast. At the present time, we're speaking to you from the chambers of Senator Harry Truman of Missouri. Senator Truman, in company with a group of congressional contemporaries, has just finished a 13,000-mile tour of the United States, Central America, and the Panama Canal. The tour was in the nature of an inspection of Army posts throughout the nation and Central American vicinity. Senator Truman has just finished making a report of his impressions to the president at the White House and has granted Radio Newsreel an on-the-spot informal interview before leaving for home for the Christmas holidays. Senator Truman, will you tell us, first of all, what you believe to be the weak points in our system of national defense? Senator Harry Truman.
In my opinion, our weakest points are the shortage of anti-aircraft guns and pursuit planes. Some of our weak points are due to the fact that our factories are situated close to the border instead of further inland, I think.
Well, perhaps concerning the anti-aircraft, Senator Truman, Congress can do something about that. Of course, we can get more equipment, but about this weak point of our air factories being located on the coast and at vulnerable points throughout the United States, what do you believe will be steps in which to make these points invulnerable?
Oh, some effort must be made to defend them against a possible air attack from over the border or from the sea, and I think in the future some effort should be made to locate them where they will not be so vulnerable.
We understand, too, that in your tour of the United States and Central America, you also visited the Panama Canal and passed judgment on our national defense there. Will you tell us specifically how strong is our national defense at the Panama Canal?
I think the defense of the Panama Canal at the present time is very efficient. They are short anti-aircraft artillery and seacoast defense guns and pursuit planes, but that has been remedied, I think.
Do you think Congress in our next session, Senator, will attempt to make our army one of the largest in the world?
Under no circumstances. We don't want the largest army in the world. We want a small, efficient army to teach our citizen soldiers in case of an emergency, and that's all we need with an army.
In other words, you think that perhaps that Congress won't attempt to make it the largest army in the world, but maybe one of the best in the world. Is that right?
I think it should be made one of the most efficient in the world. In fact, it should be made the most efficient in the world, and no doubt will be.
Well, there has been a lot of talk and a lot of discussion concerning America's air defense. Tell me, do you believe that America might be called vulnerable to attack through the air?
At the present time, yes, I do. We have enough anti-aircraft artillery, have not enough pursuit planes. And it'll take some time to remedy that shortage, but I think we will eventually remedy it.
In what section of the United States, Senator, did you find our military outposts of average peacetime strength?
Everywhere we went, they were at average peacetime strength. And that's the position at which we'll have to keep them. Our plan is to so arrange things that in case of an emergency, we could meet it. And to meet that, we must have a reserve supply of the necessities for an enlargement of the Army to wartime strength.
Well, as we understand it, our airplane factories are running at full time, perhaps overtime in most instances. Do you believe that in the very short future that our Air Force will measure up to any of those owned now by the Allied powers?
Well, that's a hard question to answer. It would take quite some time to place our Air Force on a wartime basis, such as England and France are now attempting to do, and such as Germany has already done. But I'll say that our Air Force, such as it is the most efficient one in the world. We have the best pursuit planes, the best bombing planes, and we are able to hit the target from the air.
Radio Newsreel Senator Truman is interested particularly in the situation in California. On your trip to the West Coast, what impressions did you take away from you there after visiting the military posts in the vicinity of the coast, in the vicinity of California?
We found some wonderful airfields in California. We found an air depot in the course of construction in Washington, which will be one of the best in the world. We found an air depot in Salt Lake City, which is a very efficient one. And I think the proposed air defense of the West Coast is going to be perfectly adequate when they get through the building program now under consideration.
What about the infantry strongholds throughout the nation? What specifically are the weak points in our various military posts?
Well, a shortage of housing is the principal thing in the present military posts, and a shortage of the necessary materiel to create mechanized divisions and things of that sort.
And, of course, all these weak spots will have to be remedied in the very short future. We understand that that will be one of the big issues in the next congressional session scheduled here in Washington, D.C., of course, for January. Tell me approximately how much money, Senator, do you believe will be raised by Congress for national defense purposes?
I can't speak for the Congress. I think a request will be made for a very large sum, and I think the Congress will consider it carefully, and the very fact that we've made this survey will help us to arrive at a conclusion that will be in the public interest.
Well, if you don't mind adding another point in respect to this particular question, Senator Truman, we'd like to mention at this time that Senator Elmer Thomas, of course, who incidentally accompanied you on this tour throughout the United States and Central America, estimated that perhaps the amount raised would be in the neighborhood of $1 billion. And that, in turn, has raised another question, just how to get this money for purposes of national defense. How do you believe such a sum can best be raised by Congress?
I think such a sum ought to be raised by taxation so that everybody will know what he's paying for and what it's costing him. I think the people would appreciate it much better if they have to pay for it. I don't believe in deficit financing.
We've been speaking most of the time, Senator Truman, on our aerial force and the weak spots in our aerial department. Tell me, do you think that the production of tanks and gas masks and so forth will be stepped up in the near future?
Yes, I think there'll be an increased purchase of tanks and, well, not necessarily gas masks. I think we can reach the remedy the gas mask situation if the emergency ever arises, which I hope it never will. I think that we need tanks, pursuit planes, coast artillery, and anti-aircraft artillery. Those are the principal things that we need. We need also to equip more National Guard units and more reserve units and to train them more thoroughly than they are now being trained.
At the present time, of course, as the entire world knows, Finland is at war with Russia. We understand that the Finnish minister to the United States has been quite busy here in Washington attempting to buy or negotiate for airplanes here through United States industries. Do you believe that Finland will be allowed to buy any airplanes from the United States government?
I see no reason why Finland shouldn't be allowed to buy planes if they can pay for them.
And one more question, Senator. We understand that you have just returned to the Senate office building here from the White House, where you made a report of your impressions gained on your tour to the president. Just how did he receive these reports?
He was very happy that this survey had been made by members of both houses of Congress. And I am very sure that the members of that committee, the committee that made the tour, will be in a position to act more intelligently on the president's message on national defense when it comes down to the Congress after January the 3rd.
Thank you very much, Senator Truman. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just listened to an interview with Senator Harry Truman of Missouri, who has just recently returned from a 13,000-mile survey trip of the nation's scheme of national defense. This broadcast has originated in the Senate Office Building on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Jimmy Mack speaking. This has been a presentation of Radio Newsreel.